This week we are going to talk about a very recent event in Spanish history and compare it with similar events in Spanish history and come back and mention a potential future event in Spanish history with potentially dire consequences. Can I be any vaguer? I don't think so. So allow me to be a little bit more specific. Recently, on September 19th, the volcano called Cumbre Vieja on the island of La Palma erupted violently with smoke and ash billowing into the sky, large explosions booming, and lava spewing up and then forming large, thick flows oozing down the mountainside to the water, which in this case is the Atlantic Ocean. The eruption calmed down a little bit at the end of the week, but it seems to have picked up again, so there's no telling where this will all take us. As spectacular and frightening as it has been, thankfully, there has been no loss of life and not even any serious injuries as far as I am aware. Noxious gases are still the primary threat at the moment, but that doesn't mean it hasn't impacted the residents there. Just as a good friend of mine from back home once said, "Brian, there's no such thing as bad pizza," I'm here to add that there is no such thing as a harmless volcanic eruption. They are generally thorough in their destruction and long-lasting. As of this podcast, over 6,000 people have been evacuated and close to 600 structures have been destroyed, mostly swallowed up by the lava flow. These have been mostly homes, but I guess small businesses like restaurants and B&Bs have also been affected, not to mention property and agriculture. The Canary Islands are world famous for their bananas, for example, and up to 15% of that production has been compromised. Destruction also includes a local church, which succumbed yesterday. So the impact has been great and far-reaching, and we haven't seen the end of it yet, I'm afraid. As usual, the eruption got me to thinking about Spanish history and other possible similar events in the past, because I couldn't really ever recall there being a major one that rocked Spain, but I could have been wrong. So I've done a little research, and I'm going to share that today with you. So let's take it away. The Mediterranean has always been closely linked to seismic and volcanic activity, and it goes back a long way. For example, the eruption on the Greek island of Santorini, called Thera back then, which took place in around 1600 BCE, is ranked as one of the largest in human history. Today, famous volcanoes include Sicily's Mount Etna, still one of the most active volcanoes in the world. And then we also have Mount Vesuvius, which we all know taught us a lesson about the dangers of building large towns and cities next to one of these volatile geological features. And there are many more. Spain, though, is surprisingly subdued in this sense. There is plenty of evidence of volcanic activity in the past, which can be found in places like Murcia and Ciudad Real, but those are remains of now old, extinct volcanic complexes. The only active area, quote unquote, is apparently in the northeast corner of the country, in the province of Girona, in Catalonia, in a place called Garrotxa. Now, remember, by active, we mean any area that has exhibited activity in the past 10,000 years, and that must be pretty much the last time anything went rumbling around there, because for the moment, things are very, very quiet there, and renewed activity is not foreseen for a long, long time. But that's mainland Spain. The Canary Islands, though, are an entirely different story. These are volcanic islands themselves, like the Hawaiian Islands, and amongst the youngest in the world. So the look and feel there is often volcanic. Now, first, a little geography lesson for some of you out there. The Canaries belong to Europe, Spain, but geographically, they are unquestionably Africa. They are right off the northwest corner or part of Africa, Morocco, in fact, with the closest point being about 100 kilometers or 65 miles from the easternmost island. In any event, There are seven main islands that make up this archipelago, of which three have proven to be particularly active in the past 500 to 600 years. One is Tenerife, with its massive Mount Teide, the highest peak in Spain, the highest point in the Atlantic Ocean, and the third highest volcano in the world. I was there a few years ago, and you can go up to the top by cableway. Very impressive. Also, driving through the caldera on the way up is a humbling experience. It's so vast and lunar, you feel tiny and vulnerable. Then you have El Hierro, which is the site of the last eruption, before this one, that is, about 10 years ago. This was actually an underwater volcano just off the coast. Geologists were excited at the idea of another landmass surfacing, but it didn't quite make it, at least this time. And finally, there is La Palma, which has been by far the most active of them all since records have been kept. And there have been 18 eruptions in all, including this one. 8 have taken place in La Palma. So it should come as no surprise that the latest event should be there too. It should also come as no surprise that our recorded knowledge of volcanic activity on these islands should go back only as far as the 15th century, since before that time, most Europeans didn't take a special interest in them. But as the Spanish and Portuguese began to dabble in overseas exploration, they took on greater and greater importance. This was especially true when the New World appeared. The Canaries provided the ideal spot to restock before hopping on the trade winds highway that helped them shoot across the ocean. Once the strategic importance was confirmed, the Spanish worked hard to establish themselves permanently there, which they achieved in the end. Now, we could talk about the conquest and settling of the Canaries, as well as their very interesting history over the centuries, but we'll have to put that one off for another time and key in on just the history of the volcanoes themselves, starting in the 15th century. Our first event took place somewhere around 1430 to 1440 on the island of La Palma. Nothing is really known about it. And then in 1492, a familiar year to many of you, Tenerife. We know about this one because it was spotted by Columbus as his ships went sailing by. Then in 1585, there was another eruption in La Palma, which lasted 84 days. In 1646, La Palma for the second time, 82 days. And in 1677, La Palma pulled a hat trick. This one lasted for 66 days. And 1704 and 1705, Tenerife had three vents explode for over 3 months. And then in 1706, the following year, it was Tenerife again. And 1712, La Palma had an eruption for 56 days. And then we get to 1730. From 1730 to 1736, it was a different island, Lanzarote. One of its lone eruptions over these centuries, but it was a whopper. It carried on for over 2,000 days. Lanzarote is an amazing island with a mesmerizing lunar landscape. It also, by the way, makes excellent white wine with a unique vine-growing technique. I'll have to tell you about that at a later time. In 1793, there was a sort of a seismic crisis on El Hierro, but not much more happened there. Then 1798, Tenerife erupted again for 99 days. In 1824, we returned to Lanzarote with three vents erupting. This time, it was a relatively brief 84 days. In 1909, Tenerife witnessed its most recent eruption. It happened in a volcano called Chinero. Since then, things have been relatively calm there. In 1949, La Palma was struck with another one, which poured out lava for 45 days. Then finally, in 1971, La Palma again was the scene of a short 24-day eruption on the southern tip of the island. That was the last major one to occur up to this moment. And then, as I mentioned before, about 10 years ago, 2011, 2012, there was this underwater volcano off the coast of the island of El Hierro. And now La Palma yet again. Despite the numerous eruptions, loss of life has been remarkably low. There have been a recorded total of 24 fatalities, of which 16 were from just one in Tenerife, the one in 1704-1705. That means 9 people have died in the other 17 eruptions. The generally low population density in the past can be thanked for this rather positive number, so to speak, as well as the relatively tame nature of the eruptions. But concern has been raised over the increasing popularity of these islands in recent decades, as booming tourism has meant more full-time residents and many more buildings, sometimes constructed in areas that many people would consider make them vulnerable to volcanic events. The massive property loss destruction of this last week has pretty much highlighted that point. Regardless, none of this compares to what some people consider to be a catastrophe guaranteed to happen in the future, one that could result in millions of lives being lost, and it could all start on La Palma, the island whose nickname is the Beautiful Island. You see, as a result of this eruption, a theory that has been floating around rather quietly for the past 2 decades took center stage, especially on social media. The theory postulates that certain islands develop cracks on the flanks of the mountain that result eventually in the separation of a huge chunk of land. It slides off the island and plunges into the sea. As destructive as that may sound, it is nothing compared to the mega tsunami it would trigger, possibly one that could reach several hundred meters in height. According to the theory, this wave would race across thousands of miles and practically obliterate anything in its path. And when the scientists who proposed this theory were asked if there were any places on Earth where such a situation was likely to occur, La Palma came up on the top of the list. They point to a major crack that has developed along the southern ridge of the island that's just begging to break off and send as much as 500 cubic kilometers of earth into the ocean. To further alarm people around the world, the ensuing tsunami would blanket places like New York, Washington, and Miami. Just how realistic is this apocalyptic scenario? If you ask the proponents, they'll tell you it's a matter of when, not if. But there are many, many other experts out there who have adopted a much more conservative view of the situation. They explain that some kind of landslide could occur, but in no way does it mean it has to be that large. And in no way does it translate into a tsunami or a mega tsunami of Hollywood proportions. The law of nature dictates that anything is possible, so I will add that little point as a disclaimer, but it seems that the threat is probably highly exaggerated. But I guess only time, that is, future history, will tell. In the meantime, we'll keep an eye on the fiery progress of the volcano and pray that it has as little an impact on the island and its people as possible. And we also hope that the good people of La Palma, especially those who have lost their homes or have been displaced, can recover as soon as possible. And that'll be all for today for Brian's Spain Domain. Hope you have enjoyed this episode. Please leave us a comment because we love to hear from you. You can also subscribe with us on Spotify and Castos. And you are welcome to support us on Patreon if you'd like. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.